Thank you for having me.
So I want to go back with you to 2004. You are the Republican representative for Genoa Township, and you joined with then State Rep Joe Hewn, who was a Republican from Hamburg Township, to co-sponsor a House resolution that called for the constitutional amendment banning gay marriage. What was going on then that led you to put that together?
Well, it was something that almost every Republican member of the House joined in. It was sort of caught up in the moment, and a lot of pressure was put upon us. Looking back upon it, I think it was something that really was put upon us, I think, by the Bush campaign more than anything else. If you were to look at this historically, this is an issue that really came out of nowhere. You know, in the late 90s, in the early 2000s, this wasn't really an issue that people were talking about. Really, I think there was only one county in the whole country that had even issued a license to a same-sex couple.
Yeah.
And at that point in time, as the Bush campaign was looking at a tough reelection, and there were issues that people were talking about very favorable, the economy, the war in Iraq, this was an issue that perhaps was an issue that they thought could be favorable, could bring out certain voters that they needed to bring out. And there were conversations being had in Washington and in Lansing about how do you get out evangelical voters? How do you get out especially Catholic voters who might be more likely to vote for George W. Bush? And then all of a sudden, this was moved to the front of the agenda. And even in the Republican caucus rooms, discussions were had about how do you get more vulnerable Democrats to take a tough vote. So we were swept up in the moment.
So it kind of sounds like it was, at the time, I mean, were you fully aware that this was a deliberate political tactic? It was just like throwing an issue, the issue of same-sex marriage, like throwing that like a bone for the public to chew on. Was there a sense, a moral sense, that you were doing the right thing, or was there a sense of how much pain that this could very likely cause friends and colleagues and family members?
Well, as I said, you know, time gives you a lot more perspective. I was a brand-new freshman member, and maybe, again, term limits might be somewhat of a role to play here, but I don't want to let myself too much off the hook here. This was a very dehumanizing process we went through here. It was, to so many of us, myself included, just politics, and that's just not acceptable. This was people. This was our friends, our colleagues, people we worked with, valuable staff members, family members. And somehow we were able to detach ourselves from that and just treat it like politics, just another election, a short-term political game to be had to get through this next election, maybe win a couple of seats in the House, maybe get the president reelected.
Yeah, and as you point out in your blog posting on Republicus, and you write, oh, and the exit polls in Michigan showed that the Catholics showed up, voted against gay marriage, and then they voted for John Kerry.
Yeah, and then they voted for John Kerry. So the dividends certainly didn't pay out for this brilliant political strategy that was cooked up.
I'm speaking with former Republican State Representative Chris Ward, who today is a policy analyst with the Oakland County Board of Commissioners, who has written a blog posting on Republicus basically saying I was on the wrong side of history when he opposed same-sex marriage during his time in Lansing. So what has led you to this process of here you are 10 years later and you've done a 180-degree change? Why?
Well, you know, I have watched my friends, and I've watched people in the Republican Party especially. We've had so many really talented people. Ironically enough, we've sacrificed people in our party that could have been tremendous candidates, could have been tremendous assets to our party. We've sacrificed them because of their sexual orientation, where either they have left our party because of our terrible rhetoric and policies. They have suppressed it and turned themselves into something awful, or, you know, they continue to suppress it and are living some sort of strange lifestyle because of that. Mm. All of this is just horribly unnatural and wrong. And we also have a problem as a Republican Party with a horribly inconsistent philosophy that I think is turning off an enormous amount of voters, especially young voters. We cannot at one time talk about freedom and liberty out of one side of our mouths and then have this as another part of our philosophy. It just is a horribly inconsistent message to be conveying to the voters. And I think it is showing itself increasingly election after election. Now, that's just the political end of this.
Yes.
Now, the human end of this, the cost that it has is enormous. And I think there's a point in time now for those of us who feel this way, a short window of redemption, I think, I hope, where now that the court has ruled, we're at a point in time where maybe we can help those who are waiting now, because I think the public opinion has changed tremendously on this. This is going to happen. It is just a matter of time. So now we're just making people wait. Mm. And it is a horribly mean-spirited thing to do to make people wait. I think almost everybody understands now that this is going to happen. So now we're just making people wait. And so maybe those of us who understand that, that are Republicans, maybe we can just be a little bit more courageous and step forward and help tip the balance here and help make this change happen now. So those people that are waiting, that love someone of the same sex, don't have to wait any longer. And we can make this difference in the 11th hour and buy ourselves a little redemption for the harm that we've done and help heal some of the wounds that we created.
And since you have put this posting on Republicus and, you know, being on the wrong side of history and the big banner that says it's time, what are you hearing from your fellow Republicans?
Well, a surprising amount of people have been very supportive and agreeing. One of the things that supporters of the judge's ruling have asked me to do, they've asked me to find other former Republican legislators who agree to sign on to a letter or a press release and also onto an amicus brief to support the judge's ruling. So I've been contacting other legislators, and so far I've found 11 others, so 12 former Republican legislators who are willing to do so. And I'm continuing to call around, and some of them are pretty surprising to me, and hopefully there'll be a lot more by the time I'm done.
Do you have kind of a timetable for this, Chris?
No, I haven't gotten a deadline yet, So I'm going to shoot for the stars, you know.
Yeah.
Who knows?
I'm wondering what your feelings were, not really your intellectual thoughts, but your feelings as you watched Judge Friedman's ruling come down, then you saw the one day of couples marrying, and then the door slammed shut, and now Michigan's attorney general is fighting to overturn that ruling. What are your feelings?
Well, you know, I was for 4 years the deputy county clerk here in Oakland County, and so a big part of my job was the business of marriage. And so I was actually quite happy to see the people in the business of conducting the marriage and filing the licenses here. I was very happy to see those people working with the folks here who have long wanted to be married, Even if it was just that short window, be able to do that. And one of the people that was able to get married was somebody I've known a long, long time, and that's probably the smartest man in the Michigan Republican Party, Greg McNeely. I've known him since I was a teenager. He's our best strategist. One of the most ironic things with Republicans in the state, our most brilliant strategist is somebody who loves a person of the same sex. Hmm. And yet he has been quietly beaten up behind the scenes all these years. And what a wonderful thing for him that he's been able to enjoy this little window of opportunity to be with the person he loves.
Chris, when you look at conservatives in America and in Michigan today in 2014, you think of who you were in 2004. What do you see when you look at conservatives today?
Well, I see this as a turning point here. I see this as an opportunity, too. I see this as a chance for us to get our message and our beliefs corrected. I think we went off track in the 2000s. And I think this is for those people who believe in limited government and lower taxes. There is absolutely nothing inconsistent with that in staying out of the bedroom in people's personal lives. And if you're a person who loves somebody of the same sex, there's absolutely nothing inconsistent with believing in smaller government and lower taxes. And I know a lot of people who fit in that same category together, and they should not have to choose between one or the other. Unfortunately, the Republican Party has driven those people away in droves, and it will take a long time, a very long time, for the Republican Party to be able to attract people who love someone of the same sex again to their the Republican Party again. But we can begin to heal that now. But if we can get back on a consistent message again, we can start doing it now. And this is an opportunity to do so. Now, we've lost all but one popular vote election since 1988. The Republican Party suffers tremendously from a diversity deficit. There is absolutely no arguing that fact. If the Republican Party does not grow its footprint of voters, it may never win another presidential election.
Chris Ward is a policy analyst. He's with the Oakland County Board of Commissioners, a former Republican state representative, and we have put a link to his blog posting on Republicus on our website at michiganradio.org. Chris, pleasure to talk with you.
Yeah, it was great talking with you as well. Thank you.